Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can we help you?
Hello, good morning. I was supposed to get the installation service throughout the day. Yesterday I waited, so I just don't know what my status is.
Okay, so you want to check your status?
Yeah, my gas range is here. There is no hallway. There is no installation. It's a total mess. I waited throughout the day yesterday. Nobody was here.
Okay, I could take a look into it. Do you have your
Please.
Order number?
Yeah, it's H2671-173681.
All right, H2671-173681, and what else?
81.
All right, thank you. And just a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I didn't find a match with that. What was your telephone number that was used on the order?
617-945-4459.
Thank you. I'm searching for that. And please wait.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And verify your email address.
KMI1230@msn.com.
And your name and your address?
Fauzia Islam, 27 Newcomb Avenue, Randolph, MS02368.
Thank you. In just a moment as I review what happened.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I do see this order where it says you had called yesterday to try to get an update, and I'm sorry, it appears they had a no call, no show.
Yeah, nothing happened. Everybody think we are getting back. Nothing is happening. So what happened?
There are no notes stating what happened. So I'm not sure what was that reason. I'm sorry.
So what should I do now?
I can help reschedule you if you would like.
So what is the earliest possible day?
All right, let me check and see. Just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. The next available day I see is the 26th, Wednesday.
Okay, but I don't know, the same thing will happen again.
No, this time it should not happen. And also, it would be best to contact the store as well to let them know what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me have you set in the system. Just a second.
Thank you.
I'm almost finished. Just a second.
Yeah, just one thing. Is there anything over the weekend?
No, not this weekend, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
But maybe in any other weekends?
Let me check and see about next weekend. Now, next weekend was unavailable too.
Okay, just give me the Wednesday one.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right. I'll make sure that you get the next available day.
Yeah, please.
Just a second. Just waiting for the system, just a moment. Just a moment, I have the Holloway scheduled. Now I'm about to schedule the install. There were two different orders. Just a moment.
Okay.
I'm still with you, just waiting for our system. Sorry about the wait.
Okay.
I'm still with you. Just a second. Okay, I believe I have it now. Just a second. Hold on just a second. Now the system is not allowing me to schedule the Holloway and install on the same day. It's giving me a little bit of issue. Hold on. I'm still with them trying to schedule the Holloway and the installation on the same day. Just a second.
Okay, that will be wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. Now the system is saying that the next available day that the technician can perform the installation is February the 8th.
Wow.
It's not allowing.
And how about the Holloway?
Yeah, exactly. It was allowing me to schedule the Holloway for the sooner day, but the installation is not allowing me to schedule for the 26th.
Oh, so it will be February 8th?
Yeah, the system is allowing the next available day for the 8th.
Okay. What to do, you know, but they should show up.
Yes, they will definitely show up. And the best suggestion is to contact the store as well to let them know what happened yesterday.
Yeah, they know what happened?
Yeah, the store opens after 10 o'clock. It would be best to call and let them know to see if they could do anything about that.
Yeah, please. Please,
yeah,
please,
see
they can do it as soon as. I'm waiting for this range for about 3 months.
3 months. I'm about to notate that.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks, yeah, 2 weeks, there was snow. They couldn't deliver it. Again, rescheduling, and yesterday I took day off from work and nobody was there.
I'm so sorry. I do understand. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I do understand the frustration when that happens.
Yeah. So it's scheduled now for the February 8th?
Yes, ma'am. And also remember to call the store after 10 o'clock.
Which store?
Home Depot.
Yeah, I already talked to them this morning.
Oh, this morning? Okay.
Yeah.
And what did they say? Or did they say anything about that?
We get back to you. They don't know anything. They cannot see anything in the computer. And they said we will live back, you know. And nobody calls after that.
I'm about to send a special request to the technician for you who had missed your appointment yesterday to see if they can make any accommodations for a sooner day for you, okay?
Yeah, that will be wonderful rather than the February 8th.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm gonna ask and see if they can make any accommodation for you. Do you mind if I place you on
Yeah,
a brief
please.
hold while I send this?
Sorry?
Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Okay, yes, wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm
You're
holding.
welcome. Thank you. I'm almost finished. Just checking on you.
Okay.
All right, I just sent that request to the technician office asking that they reschedule you for a sooner day. So they will give you a call and confirm it for you.
Okay, so I'll wait for their call, okay?
And I have you set for the 8th if there's no call. And remember, I'll contact the store again if I was you just to see if they can do any escalations for you as well.
Okay, so I'll be calling maybe in next 1 hour again, giving them a little bit time, and I'll call the Home Depot. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think it opens after 10 o'clock your time.
Okay.
All
Okay, I'll
right.
do that.
Was there
Okay.
anything else, Miss Islin?
No, thank you so much.
And you're welcome. And thanks for calling XPO too. And have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. And bye bye.